Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Pretty simple. He's one of the best in the business. And he has joined me on the radio for 20-some years. Dr. Michael Ostrom is back with us on the show. Many topics to discuss related to COVID. Again, if you have a respectful question, you can track us down very easy. Cities One talk and text line 651-461-9226. Mike is with us on the city's John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, my friend? I know you've been very busy lately, thank you very much.
Good.
For coming on.
Thank you. Yeah, doing well and looking forward to talking to you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Let's talk about what is happening in China right now, Mike, where, you know, China, obviously the origin of COVID and how it started still is a debate. China at times has been overwhelming in these lockdowns. You know, we talk about the lockdowns here. They are nothing compared to what has taken place in cities of enormous populations, and that is taking place in some prominent cities again, protests. And I've watched, Mike, a number of doctors who have, number one, just on civil disobedience, have been critical of the government, but also very concerned what this might be doing, that this approach that China continues to take in the long run could hurt slowing down COVID throughout the world. What do you have to say about that?
Well, first of all, it's even larger than that, and I'll come back to that in a minute. This issue of what's happening in China has more impact for every one of us on this, listening to this radio show right now, than you can imagine. The first thing is that when China first responded to COVID, they, in fact, put into place this kind of absolute lockdown approach. And the viruses that we first saw with COVID, the original Wuhan strain, and then what we saw with the Alpha variant that appeared in the late fall of 2020, and then with Delta that occurred in the spring and summer of 2021, actually would be their ability to basically tamp that down and get rid of it using this kind of very, you might say, draconian approach to lockdowns worked, because the virus infectivity, if I had to use an analogy, it was like a forest fire, bad forest fire, but you eventually could shut it down. It wasn't impossible. And then along came Omicron in late November into December last year. And I actually wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times in January saying zero COVID policy would never work in China anymore because Omicron was just too infectious. It was like trying to stop the wind. Best you could do is divert it, but you can't stop it. And so to think that they could, no matter how extensive their lockdowns were, they weren't going to stop it. Now, think about this. Right now, China, with a population of 1.4 billion people, look at our U.S. population, substantially lower than that, they are seeing the same number of cases we are every day. And so from that standpoint, it's not a major public health challenge as much as it even is here, given the rate of cases. But the problem is, as you just alluded to, is they assign basically this lockdown mentality for 300 cases in a community of 20 million people gets locked down. That's not going to stop it. It won't work. Meanwhile, a third of the individuals 65 years of age older in China have not been fully vaccinated. Even then, with vaccines that they're using are not nearly as effective as the ones we have here. Where this becomes very real for the rest of us is there are so many critical supply chains, from drugs, for electronics, I can go through the laundry list, that all come from China. We've made ourselves economically dependent on China for those. And these lockdowns are beginning to have major impact on supply chains. Ask Apple right now, their major manufacturing plant for the world, the Foxconn plant in China has been shut down for weeks and weeks and weeks, and it's going to stay that way. And so I think that they have to understand that the current plan they have will not work. But I will also be honest and say I don't see what the game plan is right now. They're not going to admit that they failed, number one. Number two is they're going to continue to believe that because they shut down Alpha and Delta variants, they can shut down this one. And number three, I think that the government itself is in real challenge right now whether they continue to govern. I think this could be an event that very few people could have predicted but could actually challenge the very validity of the current Chinese government.
Interesting. I want to talk about vaccines because I saw this study a little bit ago, and I saved it to discuss you because from you and others, I've believed in vaccines, and certainly the power and the precision of vaccines have changed, as you just pointed out, for different variants. But Cynthia Cox, vice president of the Kaiser Family Foundation, undertook an analysis which was published by the Washington Post looking at August fatalities. Yep. And according to this, more people who had been vaccinated against COVID died in August than those who had not been vaccinated. Is this a game changer?
No. And these data are quite good, and it was a well-done study, and it surely applies, but it's a numbers issue in the sense of saying so many more people are vaccinated in these older age groups, particularly of underlying health conditions, versus those who have not been vaccinated. So you'd expect even if the vaccines worked 80% of the time or 60% of the time, you might have more vaccine failure cases than you would people who have never been vaccinated. And in fact, in that same study, though, it showed that both getting vaccine and using Paxlovid for those over age 65, which is where the vast majority of deaths are occurring today, is highly, highly effective. You have a many times lower risk of dying being vaccinated than if you're not. But because, again, you know, vaccines are not 100% protective, you're going to see people who have been vaccinated who die. That's why I have, and you know on this show, I've continued to say, if you're someone at increased risk, you're older, you have underlying health conditions, you know, when you're in public, when you're in places where you might be exposed, you know, count on your vaccine to be very important in terms of reducing the likelihood of serious illness, hospitalizations, and deaths, but also where you're N95. You know, Chad, I was on a work-related travel to Europe twice in the last 2 months. And in both cases, you know, I wore my N95 the whole time over there. I know people who didn't, who got infected, and I haven't. You know, I'm an N of one, and that could surely change tomorrow, but I'm an N of one right now telling you that, you know, masking is still also a very important point in using highly effective masks like N95s.
Gavin Newsom, governor of California, while back signed a law in California which would punish doctors for spreading false information about COVID vaccines and treatments. He pledged that would apply in only the most egregious instances. It is already about to be challenged in court. It hasn't taken effect yet. It would take effect January 1st. Where do you stand on that, Mike?
Well, obviously, anytime you intentionally spread mis or disinformation, you know, that's just like directing someone to go full speed ahead in a foggy day to a bridge, you know, that's out. You know, shouldn't you be held accountable for providing knowingly wrong information? Now, that is a very different situation, though, than what we're learning. You know, if I've said anything on this show, Chad, over the last 2.5 years, it's been, I don't know. This is what we're working on. This is what we're trying to find out. We're trying to understand that. And so I surely distinguish between things that are being learned and where people say, oh, you know, this is what we now have for our approach on this, and this is based on why, okay? And but that's very different than people who intentionally say, despite ample evidence, that in fact this is not the case or this is the case, that then dissuade someone from being protected, that they don't get vaccinated. And so, you know, I will let, to me, I think the place where doctors should be handled is their respective medical boards. Let their colleagues judge them, you know, and say, was this an intentional issue to mislead people that could put them in harm's way? Or was this just literally you're part of a debate? You know, I've been part of this debate with WHO for 2 years to get them to understand that this virus is airborne. You know, is these fine mist particles in the air, which they now finally agree. But WHO was wrong for 2 years, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I think that what we need to do is find out why, what's the intent and what's the basis for that. And so I wouldn't say dissent itself should ever be, you know, punished if, in fact, it's in the legitimate pursuit of information to help the public.
Mike Osterholm is with us. He is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I'm working in your questions. I will say, Mike, we're getting a number of texts on, you know, I had COVID or I had my last booster. What is the best way to look at this? Let's just go one way. Let's go two ways, in fact. If you had COVID and you haven't had the booster, when should you get the booster? And at this point, if you've had one of the shots and haven't had the booster yet, how long should the break be between one of your last vaccines and the most recent booster?
Yeah, roughly at this point, 2 to 3 months, okay? You get it. There's no magic hard number here. You'll see some that say 3, some that say 2, et cetera. And that's really for either one, previous infection or having previously vaccinated. I would say 3 months is probably the ideal time. You know, we're in a situation right now, which, again, we've talked about before, where what we've learned that these vaccines do is they actually provide protection initially with this higher level of antibody that's produced. Antibody is just one arm of the immune protection system of the human body. There's also a thing called T cells. Now, what we're finding is that the antibody wanes over time. So much like we have to get a flu shot every year, nobody challenges that. They understand, you know, that the waning occurs from year to year. We're seeing a very similar picture with the COVID vaccines. And so you want to stay current on your boosters to keep the antibody up. Now, we do have evidence that even for people who were vaccinated several years ago or a year ago, they may still have some persistent protection against serious illness because of these T cells. But the ideal is to keep current. And let's even including if you've been previously infected. You know, you and I never argued about ever was previous infection important in your immune response. Yes, just mm-hmm. like vaccines are. It wasn't an either or. They both were. But we've also learned, contrary to what had been, you know, insisted by many, that, in fact, that means you never have to worry about getting vaccinated again. You're protected. No, waning immunity occurs also with people who have previously been infected. And we actually have data now showing that both the incidence of long COVID and serious COVID actually increases with multiple infections, doesn't get less. So there's every reason to say if you got it once and you made it out okay, fantastic, but don't risk it again. And so I think that the key message, and I'll tell you how I internalize it, you know, don't do as I say, do as I do, and that is I'm going to stay current with my boosters. Now, the problem with that, though, is, and we've also said, you can't boost your way out of this pandemic. Only 12.5% of the U.S. population eligible for a bivalent vaccine right now, which could keep them from being hospitalized, being seriously ill or dying, have gotten it. Mm-hmm. And so people are done with it. We need better vaccines. We need ones that can provide long-term protection against different variants. I mean, the other problem we've had is, you know, we've had all these different viruses thrown at us, and they keep changing. You know, one day they're a softball, the next day it's a marble, the next day it's a bullet, you know, and how do you account for that with your vaccine? So we don't have the ideal vaccine yet, but the ones we have can be very important in reducing your risk of serious illness, hospitalizations, and death. So I urge you to get your bivalent vaccine. I urge you to get your flu vaccine right now because flu is picking up and it's not too late to get protection with your flu vaccine. And if you do get COVID, have access to Paxlovid. We have demonstrated clearly now that there is a greatly reduced risk of hospitalization and death if I do get COVID, I take Paxlovid in those first 5 days. And so that really, I think, is the message you want to get out. And that's the life I live right now. I got my Paxlovid. I'm ready to go if I get infected, and I'm staying current on my vaccine.
Mike, great and important information as always. Glad to talk to you again, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks, Chad. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Dr. Michael Ostrom with us. Just a long list of texts coming in late. I tried to work in as many as possible. We're a station where we like to play commercials. I'd love for us to cut back. I mean, not mine. Okay, Dave, let's be serious. Not my commercials, you know.
No,
Carter's.
Let's
get rid
those.
Of Carter's commercials. I mean, come on. He doesn't need those commercials. So I tried to work in as many as possible. Am I now Mr. Soccer? We'll discuss when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.